praise and glory to you, Father, as we place ourselves before you. Let us call to mind how blessed we truly are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 33, Praise of God's Power. Rejoice, you righteous, in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp, on the 10-string lyre, offer praise.
Sing to him a new song, skillfully play with joyful chant. For the Lord's word is upright, all his works are trustworthy.
He loves justice and right. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. By the Lord's word, the heavens were made, by his breath, all creation.
He gathers the waters of the sea as a mound. He sets the deep into storage vaults. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all who dwell in the world show him reverence.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 7. If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This day is sometimes called Spy Wednesday. It's the day that we remember the arrangement that Judas made to turn Jesus over to the leaders in the church in exchange for 30 pieces of silver. And so it begins. We are getting ready to accompany Jesus through some of his darkest moments. His most difficult days lie ahead. We anticipate a time of intense suffering and sacrifice, during which Jesus is abandoned by most of his followers, when even his closest friends, those who knew him the best, become unsure, confused, and runaway scared. His suffering is intense, his agony unimaginable, his feeling of abandonment all too real. What unbelievable strength Jesus shows in these days. He willingly and totally surrenders to the will of the Father. It's a complete gift of self and a perfect example of sacrificial love. How does he do it? Well, he's intimately united with the Father, in a way that's difficult to explain and even more challenging to fully comprehend. If we could be connected in a way that is similar, though certainly not at all the same, just imagine, imagine the darkness that we could endure. Like the apostles, we might be tempted to run scared when we feel the darkness closing in around us. The source of our own darkness might be loneliness or guilt, hurt, depression, anxiety, even addiction. And we fumble around in the darkness searching for some strength to make it through We search for some way out, some relief from our misery. And we try lots of different remedies. And we seek out all sorts of answers. And when we have exhausted all attempts to fill the void with the remedies offered by the world, maybe then, only then, can we see more clearly that the truest source of our salvation comes only from our faith in Jesus Christ. It's His sacrifice on the cross that is meant to bring our salvation. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from our sins. In the next few days, we're invited to stand alongside Jesus in His darkest hour, to accompany Him on the road to Calvary, to witness His pain and to share His sorrow. However, we have the gift of knowing where it all leads, knowing how the story ends. We know Jesus to be the light through which the Father shines down on all of us. He is the way. He is the truth. The darkness will not overtake us. We are children of the light.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Remember us, Jesus. Give us the strength to walk faithfully with you this Holy Week. Even when the road we walk is rocky, even when the message of the cross seems like foolishness, and even when we feel betrayed, you, Lord, are always faithful. We stumble, we become lost, but you are steady and sure. Give us the grace to endure our troubles as we continue to walk with you as you reveal to us the glory of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
A quick announcement, everyone. Tomorrow begins the most holy of all days on the Christian calendar, the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. Please check your email or the website for our Triduum retreat that we put together to draw us deeper into the spiritual beauty of these 3 days before Easter. Included in the email is a short video from Father Ron sharing the details. And it all begins tomorrow. And I am so looking forward to it. And I hope you are as well. See you tomorrow, everyone. And stay blessed.